It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball here on KNIA KRLS, and we're pleased to be joined now by Kelsey Tauke of the Pella High girls, who earned a last-second thrilling 46-45 victory over Indianola on Tuesday night, their ninth straight win. Kelsey, thanks for coming up to chat with us. Congratulations on it. A very entertaining game and always fun to come out on the right side of that. How did you and your team feel about your performance and the victory tonight?
Overall, I say that although it wasn't how we wanted to come out in the second half, I think we got the job done, and I think we just have to be happy with that win and then learn from the mistakes that we made and then come back out next time that we play Indianola.
So you're up by 13 very early in that second half, and then late in the game you find yourself down by 1 point. What went wrong there, and then how did you kind of pull things together to come out at the end?
I think we kind of just started to get down on ourselves with turnovers and not making a lot of shots or getting a lot of opportunities. So our coaches just helped us come together in the end to be able to play good defense and keep them from scoring any shots that got them really up.
Can you talk a little bit about Cameron Long and that game-winning drive? What did Coach Forsyth have drawn up, and how did Cameron execute?
When we really need a shot to go up, we typically ask Cameron, because Cameron does a really good job at getting into the paint and finding a way to score. So he drew up a play that really isolated her and got her own side of the court to be able to get in there and score on them.
And how did you guys feel about it? I mean, you guys have confidence in Cameron that she's going to be able to deliver in those moments?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Cameron, I have no doubt in Cameron. She knows when she needs to go in there, and she goes in there full force. She has no fear.
And then on the other side, Indianola had an opportunity to win the game. 3.6 seconds left. They get their leading scorer a point-blank look. And fortunately for the Dutch, it misses. What were you thinking in that moment as the ball is bouncing around on the rim?
Well, I realized at the end that I didn't quite box out my girl, and that scared me. And I know that Maggie got scared, and Maggie really fought for that ball to keep it out of her hands, to keep them from getting up another shot, and that really got us the win. So
Madison Grover's miss sealed a 46-45 victory for Pella. We're talking with Kelsey Tauke here on Tuesday night as Pella wins its ninth straight game. What does that feel like? You started 2-2, and all of a sudden we're 11-2. What's been going well for you guys?
I think we just do a really good job at staying together when we need to. I feel like that's a lot of the downfalls of other teams, is they don't stick together as a team. They don't work well together. And then when somebody gets down on them, like on themselves, then the whole team gets down. And I think we do a good job at picking ourselves up and picking up our teammates.
And when you talk about picking up and teammates, there's a lot, right? A lot of teams play like maybe 7, 8, 9 players. You guys go 13 deep regularly. Coach Forsyth is quick to go to his bench, often to go to his bench. How do you guys embrace that, knowing that I might only get a minute or two here, I come out, but I might be right back in there for another minute or two?
Forsyth really emphasizes that the game isn't about one singular person, and it's definitely not about our singular stats either. So we need to learn to embrace that when our other teammates are doing well, that we really encourage that, and we can't get down on ourselves for having a lower stat game or a lower scoring game, because we all play our own roles and we all have different importances that might not show up on the stat sheet in the same way.
What do you think your best role is on this team, personally?
For me personally, I think I do a really good job at defense and finding a way to keep them from just getting opportunities to score shots. I think I also do a really good job at getting into the paint and finding other ways to get my teammates opportunities to score.
I love your Euro step, by the way. I think you do that very well. What's something you're personally trying to work on? Is that about the halfway point of the season right now?
For me or for my team?
For you, both.
For me personally, I think I just need to be more aggressive with the ball, because when I do get into the paint, I do find a lot of opportunities to get assists and to help my teammates out. For our team, I think we need to learn how to take care of the ball better. We do happen to get a lot of turnovers, but we do always find a way to win, and I think that really is our motto for this year.
Yeah, and again, 9 straight wins, 11-2 on the season, and one of your toughest tests is now coming up on Friday at Dallas Center Grimes against DCG. They're 5-0, first place in the Little Hawkeye Conference, and I mean, they've been so good for so long. What has Coach talked to you about them, and how do we find a way to stay in this game and maybe steal one?
We just can't be fazed by what we know them as. We need to learn that there are going to be new people each year. They're going to bring new things every time. And so do we. So we just can't get in our heads of who we know them as, and we need to know how we can play in order to battle that back and to find a way to win.
A lot of players graduated from last year's team, so many people weren't quite sure what to expect out of the Dutch this year. Mm-hmm. What did you guys expect, and how do you think that's coming along, again, about halfway through the season, but postseason not very far away?
I think at first, I don't think we had a lot of confidence because we did lose a lot of star players that we had. But I think this year, our players have a lot of team chemistry that can really balance out the entire team. Because, like I said before, everybody has their own talents that they bring to every part of the court. And so I think that really is what has gotten us up to the amount of wins that we have this year.
And do you have goals for the rest of the season, whether it be conference or, you know, what you guys want to accomplish as a team or even anything individually?
I think this year, probably just getting to state. I know we haven't been to state in a while, and I know it will be hard to win conference because our conference has always been challenging, especially with basketball. It would be great to battle back and beat Norwalk and beat DCG, even DCG the second time if we can. I think that would be a really great goal for us. We'll just have to see how we come out and how we are able to focus in for the last few games.
Well, congratulations on a fun, hard-fought victory tonight, Kelsey, and best of luck against DCG on Friday and then down the rest of the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's Kelsey Tauke of the Pella High girls basketball team.